King Henry to this land the second of that name. Besides the queen, he dearly loved a fair and comely dame. Most peerless was her beauty, found her favor on her face. A sweeter creature in this world did never prince embrace. Her crisped locks like threads of gold appeared to each man's sight. Her comely eyes like orient pearls did cast a heavenly light. The blood within her crystal cheeks did such a color drive, as though the lily and the rose for mastership did strive. Yea, Rosamond, fair Rosamond, her name was called so, to whom Dame Eleanor, our queen, was known a deadly foe. The king, therefore, for her defense against the furious queen, at Woodstock builded such a bower the like was never seen. Most curiously that bower was built of stone and timber strong. 150 doors did to this bower belong. And they so cunningly contrived with turnings round about, that none but with a clue of thread could enter in or out. And for his love and lady's sake that was so fair and bright, the keeping of this bower he gave unto a valiant knight. But fortune that doth often frown where it before did smile, the king's delight, the lady's joy, full soon she did beguile. For why the king's ungracious son, whom he did high advance, against his father raised wars within the realm of France. But yet before our comely king the English land forsook, of Rosamond, his lady fair, his farewell thus he took. My Rosamond, my only rose that pleases best mine eye, the fairest flower in all the world to feed my fantasy, the flower of my affected heart whose sweetness doth excel, my royal rose, 100 times I bid thee now farewell. For I must leave my fairest flower, my sweetest rose a space, and cross the seas to famous France, proud rebels to abase. But yet, my rose, be sure thou shalt my coming shortly see, and in my heart, when hence I am, I'll bear my rose with me. When Rosamond, that lady bright, did hear the king say so, the sorrow of her grieved heart her outward looks did show. And from her clear and crystal eyes the tears gushed out a space, which like the silver pearl it dew ran down her comely face. Her lips like to the coral red did warp both wan and pale, and for the sorrow she conceived her vital spirits did fail. And falling down all in a swoon before King Henry's face, full oft within his princely arms her body did embrace. And 20 times with watery eyes he kissed her tender cheek, until he had revived again her senses mild and meek. Why grieves my rose, my sweetest rose, the king did often say, because, quoth she, to bloody wars my lord must pass away. But since your grace in foreign coasts amongst your foes unkind must go to hazard life and limb, why should I stay behind? Nay, rather let me like a page thy sword and target bear, that on my breast the blow may light that should offend you there. Oh, let me in. build and prepare your bed at night, and with sweet baths refresh your grace at your return from fight. So I your presence may enjoy, no toil I will refuse, but wanting you my life is death, which doth true love abuse. Content thyself, my dearest love, thy rest at home shall be in England, sweet and pleasant soil, for travel fits not thee. Fair ladies brook no bloody war, sweet peace their pleasure breed, the nourisher of heart's content, which fancy first did feed. My rose in robes of pearl and gold, with diamonds richly dyed, shall dance the galliards of my love, which I my foes do smite. And you, Sir Thomas, whom I trust to be my love's defense, be careful of my gallant rose when I am parted hence. And therewithal he fetched a sigh, as though his heart would break, and Rosamond, for very grief, not one plain word could speak. And at their parting, well they might in yard be grieved so, after that day fair Rosamond the king did see no more. For when his grace was past the seas and into France was gone, Queen Eleanor with envious heart to Woodstock came anon. And forth she calls this trusty knight which kept this curious bower, who with this clue of twined thread came from the famous flower. And when that they had wounded him, the queen his threat did get, and went where Lady Rosamond was like an angel set. But when the queen with steadfast eye beheld her heavenly face, she was amazed in her mind at her exceeding grace. Cast off from thee these robes, she said, that rich and costly be, and drink thou of this deadly draught which I have brought to thee. But presently upon her knees sweet Rosamond did fall, and pardon of the queen she craved for her offences all. Take pity on my youthful years, fair Rosamond did cry, and let me not with poison strong enforce it be to die. I will renounce my sinful life and in some cloister bide, or else be banished if you please to range the world so wide. And for the fault that I have done, though I was forced thereto, preserve my life and punish me as you think good to do. And with these words her lily hand she wrung full oft and there, and down along her comely face proceeded many a tear. But nothing could this furious queen therewith appeased be, the cup of deadly poison strong as she sat on her knee. She gave this comely dame to drink, who took it in her hand, and from her bended knee arose and on her feet did stand. And casting up her eyes to heaven, she did for mercy call, and drinking up the poison strong, her life she lost withal. And when that death through every limb had done her greatest spite, her chiefest foes did there confess she was a glorious wight. Her body then they did entomb when life was fled away, at Woodstock next to Oxford town, as may be seen this day.